And we're back here once again with another episode of the Iron Man Podcast, episode 392. It's going to be a second appearance for Unbiased Movie Nerd. Make sure to check out the first appearance he had on the Iron Man Podcast for the solo show. That way you get the origin story and all that. So that way when you watch this episode, you're like, who the fuck is that guy? It's usually why you have origin story episodes first, actually. But, you know, he's just got off work and I had to work 6 days this week and I came home, started making sure my content was getting structured on Rumble and YouTube. People saw that tweet because before I announce anything that's coming up in the channel update video, I want to make sure all the content and everything is in order and ready to go. So if you don't see me upload on YouTube for like a day or two, it's not because I didn't want to. It's because, hey, I'm just trying to get everything in order and structured and I'll make sure everything is in place so that way we can start pumping out some banger stuff. You guys are gonna love these announcements, so just keep in mind some bangers are coming. Actually,
bangers or bangers, which one did you really mean?
About both, generally, you know. Dude, that's the problem with movies. And like, I love movies, I absolutely adore them. But when it comes to movie discourse, I realize people can be pretty unbearable when it comes to that.
Yeah, they can. And Jesus Christ, man. Like, whatever happened to the days where people could just agree to disagree on certain things? Like, holy shit, man.
It happened with I haven't seen Godzilla versus Kong the New Empire yet. I've seen all of those movies before. I've seen the 2014 one. I saw the Kong
I haven't seen the new one yet either.
Me neither. I was hoping to go this week and see it, but as you guys know, I had to work, and by the time I got home, I was basically bent over and anally destroyed, so I didn't really feel like going. I can't really go next week because I have the F&T meetup, so the only time I can really go is like on Tuesday, and that's probably the only time I could go for Tuesday before the main show. And it's like, people are saying, well, the critics are just comparing this to like the Godzilla Minus One movie that we got, and it's like, this is the thing, though. When critics bring up stuff, it's stuff that people, that casuals and just general audience don't see when they're watching. And people understand, critics are just in their own opinions. They have a different opinion from you. Now, are they shilling? Well, I'll have to decide that for myself when I actually read their reviews.
They said this movie had a pretty good box office opening weekend.
Yeah, it has the biggest one of 2024 yet, which is good. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for the box office, actually, because the box office have been taken some pretty big hits because Disney and Warner Brothers have been putting out some flops.
People are getting tired of your bullshit.
Good Lord. And you start to wonder why money has been drying up at the box office. Because I remember going and watching movies pretty consistently for a little bit there.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Like the most random movie would get you like a good $400, $300 million. But now that's not going to happen anymore. You put out that random action movie, there's no guarantee it might even break even at this point.
It's kind of crazy to think that 2022 was the last year where movies were actually, they were actually making money. And then once 2023 started, it seems like that was the year everybody just decided enough is enough.
Yeah, because everyone brings up all the like the big box office like successes, but those are like so few far in between. There's really not a lot of them. There's Barbie, Mario, Guardians 3, and that still is a huge technicality because of the budget and the marketing, so we really don't know if they made any profit.
I thought it made $800 million.
Yeah. The problem with it is it had like a $200 million budget, roughly, but the marketing attached to it, you know, it's really hard to get if it actually made profit. But if you want to search this off the base number, it was a success, you know? And then you had Across the Spider-Verse. That was the other one.
That was the biggest one of last year, right?
One of the biggest ones. Yeah. It took like $500 million, I think, actually.
Yeah.
But after that, you had so many flops. Indiana Jones 5, we know, is confirmed a flop
after this week. Damn. Whew. You know, I said
$1 million loss.
You know, I saw it and I probably saved my energy by not reviewing it. Just because that there's no words that I could probably come up with to describe just how god awful that fucking movie is. It makes Kingdom of the Crystal Skull look like a minor like event. And Crystal Skull is bad. Like, it's really bad. Tangible,
dude. Franchises like that. Were people legitimately clamoring for an Indiana Jones 5 when the fourth one I've always heard is a bad movie? I've never seen one of these movies before. But I've always heard the fourth one is really bad. Okay, you've
never seen any of the indie movies?
No, I don't support white people. You know, I'm fucking racist.
At least watch Raiders, man. Like, Raiders is the best one.
But the thing, man, who was asking for these? Who was asking for a fifth one?
Nobody. It's especially not my uncle. Good Lord. They dropped like the first like promo image for that, and he was already on an F-bomb fueled like just tirade.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, man? That's the reason why a lot of these aren't doing well anymore. People right. weren't interested anymore in these franchises to begin with. Now when you just add an extra one of race swaps and bullshit, it's like, that gives people even more ammo not to watch what they're already not interested in. Because it happens with the superhero movies a lot too now, where people are like, oh, it's not really superhero movie fatigue. Well, if it's not, because people do know what fatigue is. Fatigue by definition means tired, right? People are tired of superhero movies. The money is not there like it used to be.
You could make an argument for just, you know, writing, because we've also talked about how, you know, sometimes, you know, it may not be fatigue. Maybe it's just, you know, the products themselves, they're not as good as they used to be. I've been very vocal about how much I've been enjoying X-Men 97. I know there's some people that have not been enjoying it, but for me personally, dude, I'm watching it and it's like this superhero fatigue you're talking about. It went completely out the window. You know what I mean?
You can't be fatigued when you have a good product of characters you actually care about. I think people get fatigued and tired of seeing superhero related projects for characters that aren't popular, they don't care for, and they don't know. You can't get fatigued with X-Men because you know what you at least know what the basis of what X-Men are with Wolverine and all those characters, right? But those are characters you care about. What I think hurt superhero movies in the long run, they kept putting out shit for characters no one knew or cared about.
Well, you know? I mean, in the beginning, I mean, you could make the argument nobody really knew who Iron Man was or gave a shit who Iron Man was.
Yeah.
But now he's a fucking household name, dude.
And then they won't give you more Iron Man stuff because they just had to kill them.
They want to give you Ironheart, a character that nobody cares about, like you said. Yeah. You know, how did we go from Tony Stark building shit in a cave with a box of scraps to teenage girls being able to do it in 5 minutes in a fucking garage?
Shit's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
It just...
Make it make sense to me, at least.
Yeah, I could understand all the arguments. I'm actually going to do it when I get everything structured and in order the way I wanted to get at a single point. I will do a video about female superhero movies and people not caring about them. That one's going to be really spicy. I'm going full misogynist on that one. And the superhero movie fatigue one. Because I think people are completely misconstruing what superhero movie fatigue actually is. Because like, this happens with every genre too. Every genre goes through this, that superhero movie's eventually gone through. They don't treat it the same like it was when it first came out. So when superhero movies first started popping off, people just wanted to go to the theaters and flock to them.
Yeah,
people need to understand, when you have enough of something at a single point, you just won't treat it the same like it was when it first dropped. It's just how people naturally are over time. They will not do it. It's just how it works. And then, again, there's a lot of things that change in between there. I understand that with a lot of people's arguments. I do. I fully get them. But this happens in every genre. It just does. Eventually, this genre had to have gone through this because it's just not... It's like the superhero movies at the point, you know, they're not the new girl. Like, the new girl in school comes in, her ass is fat, she got nice teeth, she's got black hair, she looks pretty good. No, superhero movies aren't really like that new girl in school. They're just the everyday girl you see walking around in Walmart. You know, it ain't special anymore.
I don't know, man. There's some pretty attractive girls that go into Walmart. I mean, I'm just saying.
But I do
see what you're trying to say, though.
It's not the newest thing anymore. People don't, and that's the thing. Now it's not the newest thing anymore. They started diluting the property with a bunch of characters no one give a fuck about.
It would be different if they took characters that you know, because once again, I already mentioned, you know, Iron Man back in 2008. I mean, people knew who Iron Man was. I mean, there were certain people who had an understanding of the character and, you know, who the character was. But for, no, I guess I would consider myself a normie because at the time, I didn't give a shit about Iron Man. But they took a character that not a lot of people knew about and they turned him into something, you know, big. You know, he became a really big deal. For me, I guess if you wanted to take characters like, you know, Moon Knight or She-Hulk and make them big ball players like Iron Man, you need to be able to tell a good cohesive story around these characters. And they chose not to do that with these characters. They decided to pollute these shows with pandering SJW garbage. And it just didn't work out well. You know, it flattened the product and it made these people just get completely turned off to the idea of ever seeing these characters again.
No, you also have to factor in, you know, you have there's always these fake comic fans out there. It just never ceases to amaze me how much people will say the most basic things without applying any layer of logic to it. So I'm pretty sure I have a video coming out about this later on about the whole female Silver Surfer thing you probably heard announced today.
I saw something like 15 minutes ago. Apparently, they cast a girl to play a version of the Silver Surfer from another universe. Like Silver Surfer. Not even the main one from the 616 universe.
So I'm just saying it might be the main one may come in. The problem that people say or today on Twitter that I ran through mostly is like, but there's a female Silver Surfer version of the comics. All right, so there's many layers of nuance and context to apply to that. Number one, when anybody talks about Silver Surfer, they are talking about the Herald of Galactus. That's it.
They're talking about
the male, dude. The one we know that had to basically do bidding for Galactus because he would have ate his planet. That's the Silver Surfer we know. That's what people care about.
I didn't even know there was a female version of the Silver Surfer until somebody told me. I was like, wait, what? Really?
The thing that I operate on when it comes to comics now is like, for every male version, there probably is a female version of it in some sort of fashion.
Yeah. But does
that mean if they're popular? Probably not. They never are, really.
I was gonna say, but just because there is one, does that mean we need to do that version of the character, or are we just doing that for, brownie points?
Brownie points, yeah. Because making actual shit people want is, you know. But now I will say this before I make the video. Yes, in reality, they could bring out the male Silver Surfer in the movie. Mm-hmm. They could. They could literally. By the time this is done uploading tomorrow, they could announce this guy is the male Silver Surfer in this. Okay, you could do that. Now, let's think. My dad might come back into my life. I might get my ass eaten by Scarlett Johansson, and I might know tomorrow's lottery numbers. Those things are happening, man.
Like, I'm going with Florence Pugh, if that's the case.
Different strokes for different folks. But that still means the same, right?
Right.
Because it's like with comics. I know you have omnibuses right there, so you know, like, writers, too. When people say, oh, it's not like comics, you are talking to the most dumbest retarded fan. You are talking to the most normie fan ever. First of all, okay, guys, comics have writers. They have runs for characters. So a run is considered a character's arc, right? So arcs can be perceived good or bad. Word of mouth, all that stuff, just like the movies, right? Mm-hmm. So when someone says like, oh, it's from the comics. Okay, you ask them, was that an actual liked run? Was that a run that people genuinely liked? Or was it perceived to be liked, or whatever word of mouth it was? Yeah. Then you also have to ask them, who wrote that? Now, the writing could be, you could probably maybe skip that one, but that's the thing, though, is when you ask who wrote it and they don't even know, think like, how long this character's had, like, how long has she even held her own comic book run? Probably never. I imagine it might have been some one-off that they tried to cancel because no one bought that shit, you know?
Right. No, you're completely right about word of mouth, you know, kind of steering it back to movies for a second and Godzilla, mm-hmm. you know, when Godzilla Minus One was, you know, out and, you know, making its runs at the box office, dude, that's why a lot of people ended up seeing it is because word just got around that it was really good and it made a shit ton of fucking money at the box office, dude. You know, so word of mouth is a very powerful thing. If the overall reception to something is bad, eventually the word of it being bad is going to get around, and that's going to steer other people away from, you know, seeing it.
Like, word of mouth is so huge for things now. Almost the determining factor as if reason a lot of people would even go and buy and support said product, actually.
It's the same thing with, you know, not just comics or movies, but, you know, even video games. You know, I don't play online games anymore just because, you know, I feel like I don't want to say I've grown out of it. I like to kick back, relax, and, you know, just kind of play by myself. You know, I've been like that for a couple of years now. But I recently picked up Helldivers 2. And I got a friend that I used to game with, you know, a couple of years ago. Dude, we've been playing the shit out of it. Just because, like, he reached out to me. He's like, dude, you got to get Helldivers 2. It's so fucking good. But, yeah, started reading a bunch of shit about it. Read a couple other reviews. I was like, fine, I'll check it out, dude. Been having a fucking blast. So, yeah, word of mouth is very powerful. People really underestimate that shit, man.
The thing is, I think I asked you this before. But because we'll have the two things last, and then we'll just go to the rest of the stuff. Content creation. How are you feeling about content creation at this point, since you've been doing YouTube for a little bit now, actually?
It's a little bit of a mixed bag right now. You know, I mentioned last time I was on here, you know, back in 2023, like halfway through the year, I kind of dropped out of it a bit just because I was not in a really good mental state with work and all that.
Yeah.
You know, my personal life was just beating the shit out of me, and I just could not. I just slowly started losing interest in the things that really made me happy. But yeah, I got a new job now. You know, I'm moving out of my parents' house in June, hopefully. So I'm really hoping once I move out, I will be in a better position to really just make all the content that I could possibly make. It's kind of hard right now just because, you know, right now it's like 2:15 a.m. over here in the fucking east.
Yeah.
So screaming into a microphone at 2 a.m. about a movie while your mom is trying to sleep so she can get up at 4 a.m. is probably not the best idea.
that's when you start blasting screamo music, actually. That's pretty good.
But yeah, so right now, I mean, I'm not taking a break from content creation entirely. You know, I'm trying to make videos where I can, you know, until the move. But, you know, once I get out of here, I feel like it'll definitely take off a lot more from there.
Well, because I wanted to ask, what did you learn from doing content creation? Like, you could say the bad things that you would tell newer people not to do that you did.
I would say don't sell yourself short, you know, because there was a period of time where I started where I was just beating my head against a wall because I just thought every video I put out was bad. And it took a very long time for me to somewhat start gaining a little bit of a following. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't have the biggest following.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at all. I mean, I've only got like 660 subscribers on my movie channel and like 200 on my gaming channel. But it took me a lot of time and a lot of effort to gain that little bit of following, you know? So if my advice to newer content creators, if you're feeling beat down and you feel like everything you're putting out is not good enough, you know, just keep doing it. Keep trying. If you feel like, you know, this thing isn't working, try something different. If you feel like maybe you can put something in this to spice it up a bit, to catch, you know, people's eye, do it. You know, we talked about thumbnails the last time I was on here. People underestimate the power of thumbnails, man. Like, just the visual stimulation of a good thumbnail is sometimes all it takes for people to click on your shit. So, yeah, don't sell yourself short. Like, don't give up. Keep trying.
Yeah, that's what I would say is the best things you can focus on are thumbnails and your actual audio and your title. Thumbnail, I would say audio, thumbnail, and title.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The thing that mostly gets people in is your audio and your thumbnail and your title. But the main attraction points are thumbnail and title, because that's what the first thing people see. Just, I would say, if you're going to put in any level of effort into trying to do good stuff initially, those are the main things you need to focus on. Because I know people always ask that question, like, what is the first thing I need to do? It's like, beside audio, thumbnails, and titles.
I would also, and you may disagree with me on this, I would also say,
will.
Just because I'm white,
just asshole. Because, yeah, that's the audience, yeah.
Excuse me. I would also throw in personality.
Oh, true.
You know, yeah. You know, if you are a very naturally charismatic person, and I'll admit I'm not, I am a awkward as fuck, socially awkward nerd, man. You know, I struggle with it at work, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm around people that I know. Yeah, I'm around people that I see every fucking day, but sometimes, you know, I just can't get the words out, you know, but there are ways to overcome that, you know, and sometimes it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of practice to really get out of that mindset. You know what I mean? So, yeah, like I said, it just goes back to not selling yourself short. You know, keep trying.
Yeah, man, the things that I tell people to be better at and good at, you should always work on, the things that I still struggle with too.
Is it like Eric July? You try to tell everybody to, you know, be greater, and then they immediately kick you in the
garbage.
They just kick you in the nuts.
All my advice, I'll tell everyone else, but myself, my brain, it just works weird. That's why I've been putting out those texts in the group chat where I was like, hey, this point, I am making that change. I am doing it. I am buckling down, and I'm going to be the fucking most improved, consistent person you have ever seen. But
you're going to be the GOAT.
I realized what I did good that popped off before with that other channel that got deleted. And I realized as long as I bring that level of consistency and that level of personality and based on what I was doing before, that's what people want, and I'll just do it over here. But
I go ahead.
No, fine. I was done. I just hate you.
I was just gonna say, I mean, props to you, man. You do push out hell of a lot of content. And honestly, I don't know how the hell you do it, just because I mean, what's your work schedule like? Because it seems like if you're not at work, you're doing this all the time.
Pondering ideas about what I'm doing for this. I'm scheduling shows. That's another one thing too. There's scheduling shows. There's doing the actual content itself. Then I'd probably focus time on clipping out something from a podcast upload as a video, if it's video enough to release too.
If it's video enough.
Well, I've been trying to refine doing a lot of things recently. I've been hard thinking about a lot of stuff. So I'm trying to really buckle down on this goes here. This is what this is focusing on. And this goes here. And I figured everything out these past couple of days. But I had a mind-blowing epiphany, actually. And my brain works now. My brain expanded even more at this point.
Well, I hope to see the fruits of your labor pretty soon, my friend.
God, I'm gonna go mentally insane if it doesn't.
Yeah, it.
There were things that people told me from the chat, like WZ and Invader and Michael Chaz and other people. And I was like, yeah, these guys are right, but the only way to get their advice to work is if I had to sit down and literally just buckle down and be like, okay, this is what they said. How am I going to apply it here? And then I thought about what they had told me, and I was like, okay, I can apply it in these places. It just takes time. You know, right. It's not that I don't listen to people. It's just I can't really apply what they're saying in that moment because I've probably got a routine going, and I have to make sure it works for what people want. Because, you know, that might be what you want as a peer, but that might not be what the actual audience wants, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. But, yeah, you're badass, man. Yeah. I give you a lot of applause, because dude, like sometimes when I get off work and come home, it takes a lot of strength for me just to walk over to this fucking chair and sit down. Like I walk in my bedroom and I see that bed, and you know, my TV's right there. I got a thing of snacks right next to it. I'm just like, fuck, man. You know, or if I got some food out there, I know I can cook. Shit, man. It's over. Like after a long day of work, get some food in my belly, and then I hit that bed to try and watch TV and chill out. Sometimes it's over. Like the moment I touch that bed, it's lights out.
That's why I stopped doing it. To make myself get into a routine, I would just come home, sit on my chair, boot on my computer, because the bright lights will make you wake up more. Yeah. So I did that. I would get an energy drink, or I drink some water. And then I would just start looking at things to do for videos, you know, because I realized I still have that level of energy to do a video. I just might as well do it right then and there. And at least if it's done, I could just edit it and upload it maybe later on that day or the next day. Because if you go to sleep or take a nap, when you wake up, you're not going to want to do the video. I would always say, just get a quick drink of water, bottle of water, whatever. Do the video. Then why wait? It's that consistency, that urgency that will make you keep doing it. Because if you already get it done early, you don't got to do it later, actually. You don't need to do it later at all. You can just focus on editing it, you know? I'm going to try and be a lot more consistent moving forward. Like I said before, in previous videos, at least maybe 3 videos a week, actually. I always keep revising my goals, actually. Upload every day. That might be a little crazy right now for what I'm trying to do. Right. At least 3 times a week. At least that, depending, you know?
I wish I could do that. You know, one of the things I really want to do when I move out is I really want to start reviewing older films. You know, not like ancient stuff, but, you know, stuff from like the past, maybe 20 years or something like that. Maybe talk about some stuff from the Disney Renaissance era or just, you know, whatever the fuck I feel like talking about, you know, like if I really could at that point, I would probably come home every single night and, you know, watch a film just, you know, just to get in that mindset of, to get in that mindset of, okay, I'm watching this so I can talk about it afterwards. You know what I mean? You know, there's a lot.
I know you said you have a gaming channel. A lot of people like gaming news. I would say right now, if you can't do like a gaming stream, do a couple of videos talking about some of the news going on, actually, for the company that you do follow, you know?
I did think about doing that. It did also cross my mind about reviewing games as well. You know, just because
I don't know why you haven't been. That's the thing. It's like,
it's never crossed my mind. Well, it has crossed my mind. I guess I just haven't thought about it as much as, you know, talking about movies. I mean, most of the stuff I do on that channel is me just doing shitty ass playthroughs. I mean, I can't even finish fucking Spider-Man 2 right now or The Evil Within 2 just because I can't fucking stream right now. But I put up a poll on Twitter today. Apparently, everybody wants me to play Resident Evil 7, so I might just have to go back. I might just have to go back to recording, you know, because, dude, some of the stuff I used to do with my gaming channel back before I started, you know, doing the streams was, man, I used to love recording myself playing games like that. And then I'd edit the fuck out of the whole video, man.
Yeah. For me, it's not that I never liked editing. My style of video would always work better if I just did an intro, outro video and just put it out.
I can see why certain YouTubers hire editors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's one thing to sit there and record yourself doing what you're doing, but it's a whole nother ball game to sit there and edit the whole thing. You know what I mean?
And so, what's Nate's work schedule? Don't you work? You work 9-hour shifts, right?
5 days a week? 8-9 hour shifts. Yeah. So Sunday, yes, I work Sundays. On Sundays, I have to be there at 8 and we pretty much just work until we're done. That could be until noon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. It just depends on how fast we move. But Monday through Thursday, I work from 3 p.m. all the way until about 11 p.m. Sometimes midnight. It just depends on how the fucking day goes. You know, so I think my schedule is kind of balanced a bit. I mean, I can still come home and, you know, fuck around for a couple hours and, you know, eat or watch a movie or play a game or something like that. And if the walls were a little more fucking, you know, fuller and not so paper thin, I'd probably be making videos a lot more. But you know, I can sleep in still and, you know, stay up really late. So I think it's kind of a win-win kind of thing right now.
Yeah, because that's the big problem when it comes to like doing a whole bunch of content is the content that you do that does get a lot of traction to do more. You want to do more of it. But then if your life situation doesn't complement the schedule after your channel, it just gets jumbled, you know?
WZ just pointed out, he said, so it's more about will. You can pull it up. So it's more about willpower and not having privacy. It's not the willpower thing. Like, I want to do it. It's not like, you know.
Yeah, it's never about will. I know some people, it's work that mostly tires me out. I love doing videos, actually. I genuinely do like it.
Now, last year, it probably was Will, just because I was so fucking defeated with my life at one point. But right now, it's more about privacy. I just don't have the privacy to do what I need to do fully.
Just and start doing IRL streams in Walmart bathrooms. There you go.
just bully people in a public setting for clout. What the fuck?
Just be the white version of that black guy, Tyrone, where he'd walk around and say he would fuck your bitch.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Johnny
That's
Somali.
How you get shot.
I thought you were talking about Johnny Somali, the guy that got punched out in fucking Japan.
Oh, God.
You never saw that?
No, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he went around Japan just trolling people and fucking with people. He sat on a fucking train. He sat on a bullet train just hurling Japanese slurs at people. He's a dick. But
fuck.
Anyway, yeah, if... It, like I said, it's probably not a good idea to be screaming into a microphone at like 3 a.m. while everybody in the house is trying to sleep and your walls are so paper thin. So hopefully when I make the move, that will definitely help out with my video production. You know, just because at that point I could come home and scream into a microphone at 3 a.m. Who's going to fucking stop me? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Damn, because you have gaming and the movie review stuff. And I know people do like retro reviews. I've never personally myself, I don't really like titling my movie reviews retro. I still cringe.
I wouldn't title it that. If I was gonna review an older film, I would probably, which I have in the past, you know, I got a small playlist. I called it Throwback Thursdays. Like every Thursday, it would be a throwback, you know. So I would talk about something a little older, you know, on a Thursday. So I'd really like to bring that back in some way, shape, or form. It's just, I got to get the privacy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, you know why? I just enjoy reading comics even more because I forgot how fun it was. Like I really just enjoy it a lot. You know?
Is it one of those things where you do it for so long and then you put it down, but then eventually you pick it back up again and you're like, why did I ever stop doing this?
Yeah, there was a period point in time where I did stop just a little bit, and it was because I hated it. It was more like I just have other things going on at the moment, honestly. And it's a big thing where I would see other people do it and I wanted to do it, but I couldn't because I had a channel based all around Yu-Gi-Oh! You know? That was the problem with being just in Yu-Gi-Oh! Is if I saw a movie I liked or whatever other hobby that I would enjoy, I couldn't talk about them because it's all just Yu-Gi-Oh!
You could, but your audience that comes to you, they'd be like, why the fuck is he talking about movies? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so YouTube always incentivizes you to create a second channel, which is pretty much going to be the play. I'm going to end up making a separate channel just for comic book related content.
Right.
Like manga, like comic book news, reviews, manga, news, that stuff, all that's what we're doing in one channel. Because I feel like it's better for it. I just feel like it's better enough for that to be separated. Because the thing about movies and all this stuff right now, we're talking about, is comics are just a separate version of that, which is crazy to think about.
Well, it's the same reason why I got two channels. I mean, it wouldn't make sense for me to be streaming Resident Evil on my fucking movie channel, dude. Like, or playing Baldur's Gate 3 or something like that. It's like, this motherfucker is talking about movies on here. Why the hell is he streaming Baldur's Gate? So, just kind of going back to advice. For any new content creators, if, you know, you want to do something like that, you know, let's say you start your base channel doing something, but you want to branch off and do something else. Instead of doing it, I mean, you could do it on the same channel. It's just going to be a lot harder to gain traction in that algorithm. Mm-hmm. But if you want to do it, try creating a second channel, you know?
Oh, God. Yeah. I just wish it wouldn't be that way. I wish YouTube wouldn't have a system where it would completely fuck you over if you wanted to just try out a different thing.
You know? Have you ever gone to the trending tab and you like just on your day off or anything like that, just look at the trending tab and see what kind of cringe is just at the top of the boards. Some of the shit you see, you're like, so wait a minute, this shit can reach all the way to the top of trending, but my videos can't even break 1,000 views.
You have to do like random, really cringe stuff. Like, I'm outside of an Asian restaurant and I whip my dick out for cringe.
Like
bullshit like that.
How is it that the main staple for content creation has devolved into people just acting like jackasses for YouTube views?
God, when you see what's on trending, you're just like, what the fuck? What are people interested in anymore? I don't even know.
It's like that whole situation with that Jack Dougherty guy. Did you ever look into that, or anything about this guy? He's another one of these kick streamers, or I think he is a kick streamer, but he's another one of these streamers that goes out in public and fucks with people and then wants to play victim when people try to square up with him.
Oh, I've seen many people like that. Although there's tons of those guys that are out there.
Well,
those,
here's the thing.
Trash. I hate those fucking people.
Here's the thing about Jack Dougherty, though. Just to add insult to injury, because walking around bugging people and then acting like a pussy when people try to fight you, that's bad enough. But hiring a security guard to walk around with you, that way you can still bully people. But when people try to square up with you, the guard steps in between that person and you, and you just taunt that person behind the guard. That's Jack Dougherty. He is a cock, my friend. Like, I don't know. He's one of those people where you watch his shit and you're like, dude, it's only a matter of time before he does this shit to the wrong person. And they just whip out a gun and they kill him and the guard.
I think there was a situation recently where someone tried doing that. They were fucking with like a taxi driver or some shit like that. And he pulled out a gun and shot the dude, and he didn't get in trouble for it. But people were like, why'd you put out a gun and shoot him? It's like, just don't fuck with people. I'm sorry. Don't fuck with people like that.
Well,
you
I know
won't get anything bad happen to you.
Well, I know something similar happened a year ago where, kind of like you were saying, you know, guy was fucking with him, pulled out a gun and shot him. I think this was in, a restaurant. The guy was, what's the term? The people that come and get your food and they bring it to you. Like, what's that called? I forgot what it is.
Yeah.
What's it called?
What was what?
The people that come and get your food
waiter.
And then they bring it to you. They deliver waiter. They deliver your food to you.
Waitress? Wait. Waiter? Yeah.
Nah. Anyway.
DoorDasher.
DoorDash. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did you think about that?
Find me a white girl to have sex with and you're fine.
But yeah, the guy was a DoorDasher and the guy was just fucking with him, and he kept telling him, like, dude, leave me alone, leave me alone. He kept getting up his grill and then he pulled out a gun and he fucking shot him. And like, I think like maybe a month, the guy lived, but he was still a dumbass for fucking with this guy. But once he got out of the hospital, someone asked him, they're like, are you going to continue to act like this even though you got shot? He's like, hell yeah, it brings in the views. It just shows just the arrogance and the cockiness of this fucking generation, man. Like, there was a study done recently where it said about 65% of the current generation show interest in being a content creator or some kind of streamer. I don't think that's a coincidence, just because you see, I mean, granted, there's good money to be made in being a streamer or being some kind of content creator, but the trick is to not be a sellout. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm very much one of those people that believe you don't have to sell your soul to get big. You know, you don't have to
do OnlyFans. Get Raid Shadow Legend sponsors. Okay. These are all good. It's all good advice here. I love it.
No, just be a decent human being and good things will come to you.
Oh, that's just gay.
You act like Jack Dougherty or Joey Somali, eventually you're going to get your ass whooped or you're going to get shot. I'm honestly at this point, man, where I have no sympathy for my generation at all. And half of this bullshit is coming from my generation.
Every day you're seeing people from TikTok around your age group talking about, oh my God, I finally got out of college and I have no job and no money.
I've never been to college, so I don't have that problem.
And you won't need to. Your job pays good enough for that. You won't even need college, actually.
Why do I need to go to college? To get a fucking degree that I'll never use?
Yeah, that's the thing. Most people are figuring out that now. It's all a scam. Yeah, I agree. For some fields, you do need the certifications. I get that, but it's not for everything. It's not the most important thing that everyone makes it out to be when you're younger. It's just a lie.
I would say if you're going to be a doctor, a dentist, you know, a fucking psychiatrist, you know, a lawyer, then go get the education that you need to do that job. For sure. But if you're going in for art, now don't get me wrong. There are people out there, you know, this kind of goes back to content creation. There are people out there that, you know, make really good money off that kind of shit. Like my uncle Matt, this is my uncle Jason's brother. Mm-hmm. When he went to school, he went to college, you know, for art. And dude, I don't know what the fuck was going on in that man's head at the time. He must have been battling demons or something, because the fucking paintings this guy came up with, like, holy shit. Like, I don't know how the hell he came up with it, but they were really good.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the only thing he went to college for. And when he graduated, no one would buy his shit, you know. And it's not like you could go to an art studio and go, I want a job. That's not how this shit works.
That's just not,
you know. So
it's that one thing of like, you're gonna learn today,
right? But you know, my point is, you know, why do I want to spend $50,000 a year on college for some shit I'm never gonna use? You know, when I could, you know, work job to job, gain the necessary skills to take with me to other jobs, and you just work my way up through the ranks. I know plenty of people who have done that kind of shit, man. You know, it's like the whole reason I got this new job was because at my last job, they trained me how to operate forklifts. So the moment I mentioned, you know, well, I know how to operate a forklift, dude, they pretty much gave me this fucking job on a silver platter, man.
Imagine that you had a good paying job without having to go to a college to sell your soul.
Right.
Imagine not to be laden down with huge amounts of debts you'd have to pay off, actually. My
car payment is already big enough as it is. I don't need a fucking college payment on top of that.
just people need to understand stuff you're told when you're younger is just a, would that be a systemic issue? Well, yeah, it probably is. It's a
thing when you're a kid, your parents tell you, look, son, you could be anything you want to be in this life. Yeah. But what they don't tell you is within reason, son. like, you know, shoot for the sky, but just remember, you got to fall back down to earth at some point.
Oh, God. Like, you have so many people that are telling you, like, oh, you have to do this. So if you don't do this, and you'll end up like this. And it's like, bro, these people are just literally spouting from a... looks like they're just talking from a fucking teleprompter. The principal told them, like, please, you need to tell the kids this bullshit. Please do. No, we need you to tell the kids this bullshit. Please.
That's funny. My fucking principal told me I was going to be a failure and a fucking delinquent. Now look at me.
Oh, shit. I remember... The teacher told me, yeah, you would not want to work at that place. That place doesn't pay you any good.
I legit, like, my middle school, like, principal literally looked at me and went, I feel really scared for you and your future. Like, I really don't see any future ahead of you after this. Like, the only thing I see in your near future, son, is a jail cell. I'm like, what? Now, granted, I was not the greatest kid. Coming up, all right, I was a fucking wild child. My dad was not there 100% of the time, you know. My uncle couldn't be there 100% of the time either. So yeah, like, when people say kids need father figures, they mean that shit. But you know what? My dad came back into my life, taught me some very valuable shit. I stayed connected with my uncle. He continues to teach me some really valuable shit. Kids need father figures in their life, otherwise they will never get anywhere. There's only so much shit mom can do. Like, she can only beat your ass so much before one day she goes to beat your ass and you turn around and you laugh at her because her hands don't hurt you anymore.
Like, dude, I question how half the stuff that people are told in schools and like how much bullshit it actually is. And it's just a fucking thing that they have you in a fucking system, you know?
You okay?
All right, good. It's just, how do I say it? It's like, it's like being part of a human centipede. They're trying to figure out which part they want to be a part of it.
Well, I'm curious to see where you're going with this analogy.
Is it not? I'm saying, it always feels like these people are just telling you the same bullshit they've heard from five other people because they're all so, under this, like, robotic thing.
Does this mean all the useless math they tried to teach me is literally the shit going from ass to mouth, until the very end? Is that what you're
might
saying?
Might as well be. I haven't seen any use for this math that I learned in school. I would love to have a place where I've learned. Remember in geometry? I remember like how you do like a graph or how you. I was like, bruh, I have never used it in my life ever.
The only graph I remember now is the more you fuck around, the more you find out. It's the only graph I remember. Just to add on to your point, I mean, they're literally it. Now, granted, I hated math. I will always hate math. Anyone tries to teach me math, I'm going to be like, look, you're wasting your fucking time. Like, you just need to back your shit and walk away. Otherwise, I'm probably going to drop kick you in the fucking stomach.
Okay, you're insane.
I hate math that fucking much. Like, every single math class I took in high school, I had to repeat at the end of the year. I was that bad at math. I hated it. It wasn't so bad in the beginning, but it's like you said, they try to teach you all this shit that doesn't fucking matter. Like, I can't even name a single thing that they tried to teach me in school that I use in my everyday life now. And the thing is, all it is just oversimplification. All it is just blowing the shit up. You know, all of it is just like the fundamentals of most of that math are really fucking simple. It's just they overblow it to the point where it does not make any sense at all. Half of that shit, yeah, I probably do use every day. I just don't realize I'm using it. You know what I mean? Because I don't know. Once math started involving the alphabet, I was out. I was like, okay, this is a little too much.
It's just all this bullshit that happens to me just blows my mind most of the time. Is that these people will sit and tell you all this bullshit. Then when you get out of college, university, you're just like laying down with debt, depression, can't get a job in that field that you want. Yeah. Thinking about blowing your brains out. The college, university you went to can't help you find a job in the field that you were studying 4 years in. All your money went to them, tuition, everything. God, yeah. Don't you love the system? And the reason why I think it's like that is because it technically, if you do go to college and you do that or university and you pay all that tuition, all that money, I think that is your way of paying back the free public school education that you got for free. I think that's how these people function. I'm just... You know, that's how I've always seen it. Well, you got all of this for free. Now it's your turn to pay for it, actually. You know,
I can kind of see where you're coming from with that. That does make sense when you think about it.
That's what I've always generally thought, you know.
Yeah.
This is who's smart enough to actually make the deal with the devil, you know.
Not me.
That's what it is. I didn't, and I'm doing fine. I'm completely fine. Right?
You say that as you don't have a bed behind you, and the only thing in that room that I can see is your chair, your headphones, and that monitor that's just still collecting dust in the corner back there.
No. There is use for that. That's the big 34-inch one. I'm going to get another 34-inch one like that. I'm just using my 27-inch one right now. You know, girls have always said, man, bigger is better, and I agree.
Yeah. But... yeah, it just, you know, also just to add insult to injury, just the way most colleges are going right now, I don't think I'd ever want to go to college. Like, instead of college now, like, I can remember when college actually used to, like, really mean something for some people. You know, you're going there to further your education. And, you know, for some people, it's not about education. Sometimes it's about, you know, finding yourself and, you know, growing into your own as a person. But now it seems like every college you hear about has just been turned into a fucking indoctrination camp. Like, and I'm talking about indoctrination camps for, like, the weirdest types of people. This is where you get, your feminists and your SJWs and, you know, all the weirdos that we're constantly talking about, you know, on Fridays and Saturdays. I mean, it's like literally they colleges have just become a fucking breeding ground.
Have you seen most of that stuff? I'm just saying it's like crazy how you see like these girls will have like pictures of what they're like before they go to college. They come after. They're just, their mindsets have all changed. And man, the most recent one that have happened with gaming, man, where it's like you have people or these black girl gamers or whatever. They're saying things like, we weren't allowed in male spaces. What do you mean you weren't allowed in male spaces? Who told you that? First of all, the thing is, I asked Chaz this and I'll ask you this too.
Okay.
How many black female gamers do you know that game like we do?
I will be honest. One. And same here. And she's my boss.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying, but
it's a minority, is it not? It's a legitimate minority in these things.
It is. And you know what? It's perfectly understandable. I don't think it's bad at all to look at someone and go, you know what? You don't look like a gamer. That doesn't seem offensive to me. If you don't look like a gamer, you don't look like a fucking gamer. Like when I first met her, she didn't seem like a person that would game until she showed me this fucking collage of clips that she has on her fucking Facebook where she's screaming at the top of her lungs playing horror games. I'm like, oh shit, she actually does. But
you know what, we're talking about college for a second there a moment ago. It's popped in my head. You know what's a really, really Bible college.
Oh god.
Back when I was almost religious, they're always talking about going to Bible college and meeting the level of your life or some bullshit like that and studying a degree. Bible college. What would you ever use that for?
Here's the thing. I'm Christian. I'm religious. I don't hide it at all. But there's this term that Christians have amongst themselves. It's called Bible thumping. Have you heard of it?
A little bit, yeah.
That term is reserved for someone who just takes the shit to an extreme that it probably never needs to go to. Yeah. Or every little fucking thing they say and do revolves around that damn book. Like, I tell you right now, like, I have people in my family who are very devout. And I understand, you know, I'm not going again. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to speak out against people who have a very strong faith or, you know, they're very devout in their faith. I mean, society, he's probably the most devout motherfucker I've met in years, man.
Yeah, he is.
But
it looks like he's one of those Christians where he definitely lives it like he says.
Oh, yeah. And he knows what he's talking about when he's talking about.
And like he's able to have discussions. I remember when him and KDOT and Darnell were talking about Virgin Mary and how they didn't really believe the story all that much. It was just fine. That's how you have conversation. Yeah. You know, people are going to have disagreements and you just talk. That's just how it is.
But there is a certain subset of people that literally just their entire life revolves around that book and they can never separate themselves from that book. Mm-hmm. And it does get pretty annoying from time to time. It does get crazy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I can't imagine sitting in a college that's full of nothing but that and this is coming from someone who can't even I'll say this, because you said you were almost Christian or something like that.
For a little bit in my younger years I was a little bit more religious, but I just didn't want to really care for religion anymore like I used to. I just didn't believe in it. Now it's just like I just don't believe anymore. It's just not, I'm not gonna believe beings like that potentially exist. It's just not for me, really. Yeah. Honestly,
when was the last time you went to a church? Just curious.
I thought of parties for like Super Bowls. Last time I genuinely went, to be fair, I also work on Sundays. So it's near impossible to go unless I go to the Wednesday one.
Right.
2015, okay. Probably.
And you would have been how old by then?
Shit. 20, actually.
Okay. So maybe you can back me up on this, but I haven't been to a church in a couple years either. But the reason I stopped going is because church is full of
facts.
It's full of some of the most hypocritical, idiotic fucking jackasses you will ever meet in your entire life, man.
Blatantly unbearable people to be around. It's just super unbearable. It's just Some of them I've met have been really awesome, but the problem is like those are like really old people.
Well, it's not even that. For me, it's got nothing to do with faith. It's the people that go there, you know, they talk about how holy they are, or, you know, just how much they live their life for God or Jesus or whoever the fuck they worship. And then they do anything but that the moment they leave, or those brief moments where you're in there and you see glimpses of who they really are when they're not talking about God. It's like, yeah, I can't hang with these people. Like, these are some of the most fake ass motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life, dude.
For me, it was always, I understand this now growing up more than I did when I was younger, but the thing that I was operating on when I was younger was the cliques. There would always be like these cliques of people, honestly. And I was operating under the mindset where like, well, if we're all in this together, then, you know, we probably should like hang out and do stuff together. And, you know, as I got older, I kind of understood where they were coming from, and I fully understand it now. But I wouldn't say I was wrong. I just had the wrong perspective on that specific situation, though. Right. You know? I think the biggest issue is that when you start having cliques in churches, it makes it really hard to actually form relationships and friends, you know?
It's kind of funny that the Bible says, love thy neighbor, but you got people forming cliques like that and just kind of like, you know, ostracizing and casting out anyone that doesn't fit their criteria. It's like, this is very holy of you guys.
and I get it. Like, you know, some people just don't mesh well together. They don't have synergy. They don't click very well, which is fine. That's why I said I understand it now more than I did when I was younger. I was like, well, people want to talk to me or hang out with me. And then to be fair, I was kind of an unbearable douchebag too. So, you know, maybe that had something with it too. But that's why I kind of stopped going. I just didn't really feel like that was a place for me anymore. Didn't really feel like I had any genuine connections anymore. And I was just like, I'm just done. I literally sat there to myself one day and I was like, I hate being here. And never went back. Like, I very rarely go back. It's every once in a while. Like, when they have like a Super Bowl party every year, I'll just like slip in and watch it. Or when there's like a celebration as far as like a crisp or like a big food thing, maybe I might go there and pick up a plate and say hi to people I haven't seen while I'm
waiting. Wait a minute. You squat in the church just to watch the Super Bowl?
No, it's a thing they throw every year. Every year they throw like the Super Bowl party, the people go and they have food and everything. There's some years I didn't fully go. Not the Super Bowl, I just don't like being there overall. There was a week I went back to visit just to see what people would say. It was fine. It wasn't that bad. Yeah. It was just, I still sat there and I went like, fucking hate being in this place. I'm leaving.
I'll be honest, the last, like, because we changed churches a couple times, but we mainly went to a Baptist church when I was growing up.
You had a black pastor. God damn it.
No, we had a white pastor, actually.
Oh, that's good.
But his wife, man, she's a fucking bitch. Like, God, like, I could not fucking stand her when I was a kid, man. And, you know, this, in retrospective, this is probably one of the smartest thing to do, but I could probably understand why she got a little upset about this. So every single year around Halloween, they would hold a trunk or treat. You know, it's basically where people would pull up, they'd open up their trunks, they'd decorate their trunks, and kids would walk around and just, you know, collect candy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a mini trick or treat. But this particular year was when I discovered the Halloween franchise. I think you already know where I'm going with this.
Good Lord.
I decided to show up to the church dressed up as a mini Michael Myers with the bloody kitchen knife and everything. And this is at a Baptist church.
Oh my God.
And yeah, she saw that shit and she, I'm pretty sure she, like, you ever see someone like trying to hold back all the cuss words that they just want to let out at that one moment? That's what she looked like. Like, she saw my mom and everything. She pulled her to the side, started talking to her, and my mom actually like told her to fuck off, more or less, because like she's sitting there trying to tell my mom how what I'm doing is demonic and unholy, and you know how, you know,
get kidnapped.
That's how you get that does sound a little sus now that you say
no. They have trunk or treats here for the kids, mostly during Halloween, like you said, literally only during that, you know. We've had it here, it's fine.
But yeah, she literally tried to tell my mom to take me home and like change my fucking costume because that wasn't allowed on God's holy ground. It's like, dude, I'm 10 years old. Like, what do you mean? Meanwhile, there's girls walking around dressed up as witches. You're not flipping out over
girl
that.
Dressed up, yeah, a girl will walk up literally dressed as a witch. It's like, wait a minute.
Didn't we used to like burn those fucking people in the 16th century? Like, what the hell's going on here?
Oh, tonight when I went to my Walmart to grab a few things, I needed some ketchup. Just went there for a bottle of ketchup and then got some other things and banana bread. I love banana bread, man. Banana bread is better than sex. Just saying.
Okay? Did you say banana bread because you didn't want to say cornbread or?
Uh-oh. No, banana bread is better than sex. Just saying. There was a Professor Savage Dad was talking about how he had the Bible, but he had it in graphic novel format.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. They had it at Walmart tonight. I was like, I wanted to get that, but I got to get paid first before I can get it. But I hope it's going to be there when I go there. But they had the Bible literally in graphic novel format. Now, if you're not, I'm not really a religious person, but that just looked so good.
I've seen this exact same graphic novel at my Walmart, and I've flipped through the pages, dude. It actually
art is pretty beautiful.
It looks pretty damn cool. I'm not going to lie.
The thing was, I always had a problem with when I was reading it, is I never could visualize. I've always had this issue, not just with the Bible. It's just more like reading of books is hard for me, not because I can't read because I'm black. It's just to get the picture, the imagery in my head has always been pretty hard.
WZ, did I make a racism? Yeah.
Dino dances in the chat.
I guess I was a little racist. I'm sorry, MSK.
I hate you so much. Good. I'm just saying, like, if anyone ever gets the Bible as a graphic novel and wanted to review it, I do it. The problem here is we have to do it chapter by chapter. There's no way we're doing that all in one setting. There's too much to discuss in
now,
one setting for book.
Now, just because, well, I've only looked at it briefly, but does it start from the beginning at like Genesis?
God created the heavens and everything like that. Right. Yeah.
Does it start from there and go like all the way to Revelation? I haven't looked at it fully, man. I only looked at
the first two pages.
I don't know, man. Like, I'd like to see
the first page.
Like, of a lot. From one of the things I do remember about church, you know, I think the one book of the Bible that always intrigued me the most was Exodus, just because I really like the Moses story and I really like the Prince of Egypt. So that's literally my favorite story out of the whole fucking thing. So they could do that shit in graphic novel form. I might have to pick that shit up, man.
I don't know how much they were charging for this at Walmart, but on Amazon, they were charging about like $18 for it.
Man, that's not bad.
That's not bad. I genuinely thought it was like, because the MSRP price on it was like $32. And you know,
now,
Walmart's charging full MSRP prices for it.
Is it the whole Bible or is it broken up?
Let's see. This one, it's called the Action Bible.
The Action Bible. That sounds fucking awesome. That sounds epic.
Yeah. I was saying, like, maybe I convince society to, you know, do this with me, actually. That'd be fun as fuck.
Well, here's the thing. You'd convince him to do it, but then he would just start going on about how this is inaccurate. This didn't happen. What they're doing right here is sacrilege. Like,
sacrilege.
What's happening?
Sacrilege. If he ever did it to me, I would fucking choke that bastard. It's not something that I have in my like my notes, because I told you I write everything down. It's not something I have in my notes that I'm gonna pick up as a book. But if I ever see it again, I probably get it. You know, I don't mind going through it.
I would have a couple more omnibuses right now if my credit card payment wasn't so fucking high right now.
I hate you. Why do you do this to me?
Well, about a year ago when I had to get that first tooth pulled, you know, they always say, if you have a credit card, only use it for emergencies. And that was an emergency. Didn't have insurance at the time, and I really needed that bitch to come out. So Yeah, that was like $500. And I've never been able to recover from that shit. So once I get that shit down to zero, I will definitely be buying some more omnibuses. I really want to read. You know what I really want to read? I really want to read Power Rangers Year One, just because you've talked about it quite a bit.
I've got it. I have it in the hardcover format. I need to go through it again.
Well, I want to read it, you know, because it does lead up to the Draken event, right? Like the Shattered Grid event. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I really want to read these in like order, you know, up to getting to that event. Kind of hard to believe. Kind of what?
The fact is, I said, it's all what? About that Joe Biden.
Jolie Biddle. What the fuck? $500 for dental work is depressing. Oh, dude, it was depressing. And the fucked up thing was, it wasn't even good dental work either. They fucked me up trying to get that damn tooth out. And the crazy thing is, my most recent trip to the dentist, they built a dentist office across the street from the one I went to last time. The first one, they numbed me once and then literally clamped it and tried to pull it out. Dude, that hurt like a son of a bitch. I was like, numb it more. Numb it more. Yeah, they jabbed me like three more times before, like even on the third time, I could still feel it. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to grab the chair. I'm going to close my eyes. And no matter what I do, just get it the fuck out. Yeah, that was the most painful shit I've ever been through at a fucking dentist office. But second time I go to get this other tooth pulled recently, man. Like, they put some numbing cream in my shit, jabbed me once, and then they just poked and prodded it, you know, loosened it, and I'm like, well, shit, why couldn't the guys at the other office fucking do that? That was, and the fucked up thing was, they put a lot more effort into getting it out, and they charged me less. I only spent like $200 the second time around.
What's up, Invader? How you doing, man? You need to buy the Trump Bible. Okay, no more comic Bible stories with you guys. Just no more.
The Trump Bible. Can you imagine what that would look like? Oh, no.
I heard there was one ad of Trump that I saw on YouTube was trying to sell you gold. I'm like, what?
Could you imagine you open that thing and the first book is Fire and Fury?
Oh, shit. Oh, God. I don't know what's more shocking. Joining this stream, seeing MSK, seeing Nate on, or MSK talking about the Bible, albeit a comic Bible. Yeah, yeah. So Professor Savage Jack brought it up to me. He was like, did you ever get the Bible? And I'm like, yes, I think I have. I think it's a book that I've read before. And he was like, hey, I now have this Bible collection, but it's all in graphic novel format. I think having it in graphic novel format is awesome for people that don't want to like be able to visualize, right?
Could you imagine watching?
I was like, but why would I have that, though? That's such an odd thing. It's like, out of all the omnibuses, hardcovers, trade paperbacks, floppies, manga, I would have the Bible in graphic novel format. That's not what would be in my collection at all.
I don't know. St. Michael casting Satan out of heaven might look pretty fucking cool in comic book form. Or Cain killing Abel might look pretty fucking cool.
I want to see how they would draw Satan, or Lucifer as they call him.
Dude, I mentioned I like the Exodus story, you know, the Moses story.
I like it. Yeah, it's my favorite one too. Yeah.
Have you watched Exodus Gods and Kings with Christian Bale?
No. Dude, I've only ever watched Prince of Egypt as a version of that story.
I've watched Exodus Gods and Kings just out of curiosity because I love the story. Dude, that movie is awful.
That was always a big problem I had with reading it. It was like, I just can't, I'm not that good of a visualizer when it comes to that stuff. I'm really not. That's why I always preferred comic book reading format, because I'm a simple kid with pictures. Like Dr. Seuss books, you know?
He said a Bible with pictures, I can understand.
Hey, man, I agree.
I've never had that problem. Like, whenever I read any book, man, I just visualize what's going on in my head.
I need pictures. I just can't do it. I'm illiterate as fuck.
Some people are just built different, man. But yeah, Exodus Gods and Kings is trash, man. Like we've just proven once and for all, there's only really two good movies where they adapted that story, and that's The Ten Commandments and Prince of Egypt. I think we mentioned the last show we were on, some of those earlier DreamWorks movies, if they didn't have the word DreamWorks slapped across them, they could almost be Disney movies, man. Like the
art. A lot of people think they're Disney movies too. That's the thing is, since animation got kind of blurred with a lot of these companies, a lot of people think a movie's another company's movie, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People don't even mention DreamWorks as much. You know, Ice Age didn't come from... Ice Age Pixar? No, it wasn't. Ice Age was someone else.
That was 20th Century Fox, I think.
Good Lord.
Well, back in the early 2000s it was, but I think it became part of a bigger animation studio. When it comes to DreamWorks, I think they've only made two movies in the past couple of years, and that's the one with the Kraken Girl, which was not great, and the Bad Guys. Bad Guys was actually pretty good.
Oh, I like the Bad Guys. Yeah. The Bad Guys I know did well. The Kraken Mermaid bitch, I was like, bro, DreamWorks is giving us a more accurate little mermaid than fucking Disney. Crazy.
You know, I saw it, and granted, I was the only person in the theater when I saw it. That let me know right there. I was like, nobody is seeing this fucking shit. Except people like me who are trying to review it. But it's not terrible. The problem with it is it's very generic. It's very repetitive. It's a story that we've seen over and over and over again. It doesn't bring anything new to the table, and it's just forgettable.
Yeah, that's the problem with most modern movies now. If they're not bad, they're just so bland and so generic that they're just paint by the numbers.
Like, you know? I couldn't even tell you the title of the movie. Like, I literally just said Kraken Girl.
No, like, same thing with comics, too. Not all comics are, like, woke or anything. It's not a good, you know? They're not appealing. They're just paying by the numbers shit, you know? No, I've known about that forever. I remember when they first announced it. I think it's stupid, honestly.
I heard about it when they announced it, too, and I was like, really?
Nope. No money for me.
I'm not interested in that at all. Because one, they fucked up from the beginning by taking one of the most iconic, one of the most beloved Disney movies of the Renaissance era and trying to remake it into live action, which is not even technically live action because the whole thing is CGI anyway. You know what I mean? So now they're trying to make sequels that are prequels that nobody wants. Here's the thing, and I don't usually talk about the Disney direct-to-DVD movies just because they all kind of suck in a way, but there's only like maybe one or two that I can think of that I really like where I'm like, you know what, as a sequel, that's not bad. And The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride is one of those. You know, if you look at that movie and that one,
that was the decent one out of all of them.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The animation style of the second one is very similar to the first one, like it canonically. Yeah. The music don't get me wrong. The music of the original is just like just the chef's kiss. That the music in the second one is all right. It's memorable. And, you know, kind of like how the first one took heavy inspiration from Hamlet, you know, the second one takes a lot of inspiration from Romeo and Juliet. So that's another Shakespearean play that they're kind of adapting. Mm-hmm. And it's not a bad sequel. I rewatched it recently and, you know, I had a damn good time with it. So if you're going to do a sequel, why not just take that and make that live action? You already did it to the first one. Why not that? And then put that shit in theaters, dude.
I don't understand. What is the overall?
I mean, there's reason? No point.
There's, I mean, there's isn't. It's there's just no trying point. To milk the Lion King as a franchise. Honestly, being honest here, that's all it is.
Well, is there any really point? Any really real point to these remakes?
There isn't. I mean, there really isn't.
I could almost excuse it if they were taking some of their movies that are not as well known and then remaking those. You know, like, dude, do you know how much I would pay for a live action like retelling of the Black Cauldron? I'd pay mad money for that fucking shit, dude. Because, granted, once again, it's not very well known. Not a lot of people love it, except for hardcore Disney nuts like me who have a VHS copy lying around somewhere of it, just because my nana's cool that way. But yeah, man, like even the source material for the Black Cauldron, it is dark. It is fucking gritty. Mm-hmm. And that movie went through production hell trying to get out just because they literally tried to take a lot of the things from the book and adapt it into this movie. And they just could not do it in a rated G fucking Disney movie, dude. Mm-hmm. Like it has a PG rating because there are still elements of that book sprinkled in the film. And it is very dark, grueling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it, like, it's about as close to Disney making a D&D movie as we're ever going to get.
I can't wait to see how Disney is going to try to get us to sympathize for Mufasa. They'll probably make his father abusive to reverse parallel to Simba's relationship with his father. Yeah, his parents are going to be part of a group called Lion Lives Matter. They're going to be activist lions fighting against the monkeys.
I'm trying to think back to the remakes we have gotten. Mm. I think the Jungle Book and Aladdin are really the only ones that I enjoyed. Like, I didn't like Dumbo. Lion King just made me want to, like, mm-hmm. trip and break my neck on purpose.
Like, Dumbo. Why would I ever watch a movie with that?
Tim Burton's flying emo. I'm good. You know, but yeah, stuff like the Black Cauldron. I mean, Jungle Book was good just because, I mean, yeah, people know of the Jungle Book, but there's so many iterations of it. You could get away with, you know, remaking that and doing something different.
That's the problem with a lot of their remakes is the only thing that could truly separate them, because the animated ones are always going to be regarded as just better by default because they're just way better made movies. They don't even have songs that are read. The most important things about these movies, most, because they're just kind of like glorified musicals to a certain extent if you want to really look at them that way. Music isn't good. The songs, they have no original songs. What would really help them is making original songs for these movies that are good, that can stand out. Frozen, I've never seen Frozen, but the only time I've heard Let It Go, a lot.
There's a reason why I love, and I mean love, Moana. Like, I love Moana, dude. And I love it so much to the point where there have been times where I've been tempted to kick it into my top 10, like, of Disney movies. It is that great. That is how much I love that movie. And it's because it's got great characters. It's got great music. It's got great writing. And it's just got a solid fucking story with a very heartfelt message. That's the Disney that I miss. That's the Disney I grew up with. And dude, like, they're like the scene where her grandmother passes away, dude, like, it gets me choked up every time. And, you know, her talking about, you know, wanting to explore the ocean and, you know, going out there and exploring something greater than herself. You know, it's perfectly, you know, she'd be perfectly fine. She'd be perfectly fine staying on this island the rest of her life. But there's something inside her that wants to go out there and do something greater than herself. And, dude, that's something I could relate to, like, on and off again all day, every fucking day. You know, I don't think Disney is devoid of imagination or talent. Mm-hmm. The problem is, kind of like we've talked before, is there are people in charge now who have a completely different vision of how things need to be and what they need to be doing. And it just does not align with what that company stood for in the beginning. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see. Jaded. Yeah. I don't want to be on the receiving end of that rant. I'm just saying.
Jaded and the Silver Surfer. But
no, I have my own video coming out about that in a little bit, actually. I just... Companies are just allergic to money, as I would say these days.
But you see what I'm saying? I mean...
Yeah. I just don't get it. That's the only thing that could possibly conjure up in my brain is they're just allergic to money. That's it.
Well, even now, you know, because obviously we've talked about, you know, there's been a pushback since 2022. I mean, movies are not making as much money as they used to.
They're not.
Because people are tired of the bullshit. But, you know, even back in 2022, when this was really starting to take off, people were talking about, you know, speak with your wallets. people have started doing that. But even now, you still have all these studios going, we don't know what's going on. We don't know what we're doing wrong. It's all those bigots. It's all those racists. It's all those misogynists. It's like, no, you fuckers just can't make a decent product that nobody wants.
Yeah, the same thing happens in comics, too. They're like, why isn't this book selling? You guys are just bigots. It's like, bro, sorry, I don't want that fucking character.
Sorry, who I stumbled over my trash? Words.
Oh, it's okay.
You're not making products that people want to see. You know, you're just kicking out trash that is just spreading all this, you know, propaganda and bullshit onto people that nobody wants to fucking hear, man. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you want to tell a certain story, and you know, we've talked about it before, there's a way to tell stories and still get a message across. You know, if it feels like your message is just being shoved down your throat and force fed to you, then you're not doing a good job. There's a way to make it subtle and have it fit into a narrative and into a story to where it makes sense, as opposed to, yeah, this is what we want you to believe. Yeah, we're just going to put this right here in the background nonchalantly. This is what you need to take away from this movie. Nothing else matters. I don't know, man. Like, I don't want to say storytelling is dead, but in terms of like storytelling in film, yeah, it's getting pretty close.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point now where you just can't expect them to do a good thing all the way through.
Every once in a while, we'll get a Godzilla Minus One, or we'll get a Northman, or, you know, some decent horror film that does some pretty cool and original stuff, but will ultimately be forgettable and forgotten because, you know, nobody saw it. I'm looking at you, Immaculate. Anyway, it's getting very damn, it's getting very bad for Hollywood right now. And I feel like if they're
Can't even do comedy movies like that. I know people want to see movies like this more again. The problem here is it's not really a market for them anymore. Like the movies that have come out that have tried that, they've just failed so hard. You know?
The last one I saw was, I think it was 50 Shades of Black with Marlon Wayans. And that literally the whole movie was just him trying to spoof fucking 50 Shades of Grey. But even 50 Shades of Black was trash. Imagine that you had one job. You know, that's to rip apart one of the most grotesque fucking movies ever put in a movie theater, and you couldn't even do that right. I love you, Marlon Wayans, but you just need to learn when to chill the fuck out, bro.
Well, last few things I'll ask you, man, is you got any big plans for yourself and for your channel coming up anytime soon?
Well, I think what I'm going to start doing it, because I've been stressing myself out, you know, with just because I'm behind on some reviews and I don't think I'll ever get a chance to do them now. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go, okay, I couldn't see these movies. I couldn't review them. I don't need to worry about these movies. I need to move on to the next thing. So I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to go try and see a movie this weekend and I'm going to review it the moment I get home. Mm-hmm. You know, if I can do it, because dude, I can get a video done in a day, like seeing the movie, you know, recording the review and then editing it. I could get it done in a day if I really want to. It's just, you know, the dedication and the drive, you know, also having to deal with people in this house that hear every little thing I say. I need to not worry about all the other shit from the past. I need to just focus on the one movie I'm seeing, get it done, and then move on to something else.
Yeah.
And
I think that's what all of us can do better, is just whenever we're doing something, you need to just get it done. And the thing is, when people hear that, they think, oh, you think you're treating it like a job. No. We want to do this. We love doing it. We just have to have it in our brains where it has to be attended to, get it done, just put it out.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it is.
But I feel like that'll be my plan going forward for the movie side of things. As for the gaming side of things, I might switch back to a recording format for now, just because my dad is doing kick streams And I guess our internet is just not powerful enough to handle two motherfuckers streaming at the same time. like the other day when I tried to go live to play the Evil Within 2, like the moment I hit that go live button, my frames just like it wouldn't even connect to fucking YouTube, dude. It was bad. So I think for the gaming side of things, I'm just going to focus on recording content, editing it, and I'll just release it in parts. You know,
the only reason why I would never do Kick is because it would be too on the nose. Kick MSK. That would be too on the nose. That's just bad.
Yeah, I thought about streaming games to Kick, but the thing about Kick, it's kind of like anything else. It was the same way for me and Twitter for a long time. People were talking about, you know, oh, Twitter this, Twitter that. And I'm like, I don't want a Twitter. I already got fucking Facebook and Instagram. Why do I need Twitter? It's the same thing with Kick. It's like, yeah. Oh, Kick this, Kick that. I'm like, well, I've already got StreamYard and YouTube. Why do I need Kick? You know what I mean? So I don't know. Could I go there? Probably, but
yeah. The thing right is, here, if StreamYard ever had an integration deal where they allowed Kick, I would probably stream to Kick over Twitch. That's what I would do personally. I don't. Because Twitch is just garbage.
Okay, that was a stupid question I was going to ask. I was like, can you get away with more shit on Kick? Is that why? Or?
No. I just think the algorithm over there is a little bit more friendlier to people our size than someone like Twitch, honestly.
Okay, I got you. Well, I also know Twitch has gone kind of shit in the past like year or two.
Yeah. You know, and if I'll be honest here, if X had better monetization settings for streaming and just content creators in general, I get more viewers on X than I do on anywhere else streaming, honestly. Oh, maybe it might be some bots. There has to be some bots in there here and there, because, you know, the nudes in bio, pussy in bio.
It could be some bots, man. You'd be surprised. Like, I hate my Instagram. I hate it because none of the followers I have now are legit.
It's like just all bots.
Yeah. I keep getting random follows from bots or who knows, maybe it's not a bot. Maybe it's some Joe Bob on the other end pretending to be Stephanie from California or something like that. I don't fucking know. But yeah, just gonna focus on gaming, go back to, you know, recording content and, you know, posting it individually. And then as for the movie side of things, I'm just going to wipe the slate clean and I'm going to pick a movie, go review it, and then hopefully things just kind of fall into place and I don't fall too far behind again.
Yes, sir. And can't wait to see what you guys have been cooking up. I have so many awesome pieces of content to do, actually. I can't wait to show you guys all the good things I've been working on. It's gonna be an absolute banger. Yeah, Invader, that's also true too. The CEO of Rumble, the guy that does all that stuff, they announced a lot of changes to the Rumble app, actually. Rumble is the only platform where, you know, I would get paid if a lot more people watch the shows there, but I understand, you know. No, and these are changes to, like, the actual app, like, updating, like, the iOS and the mobile streaming and all that other stuff. It's not, like, changes, okay, of, like, you know, pronouns in your bio or anything. Gay shit.
I was getting ready to say, it's not, like, some terms of service shit where it's going to make you adhere to a bunch of rules you probably shouldn't have to adhere to.
No. This is just basic stuff, like, you can continue your watch history, playlist, all the stuff that YouTube would probably have anyway, actually.
WZ said Rumble is like using Internet Explorer.
That's
ancient. No, Firefox. It's like using Firefox, man.
I still have Firefox on my computer. Like, it's a backup just in case if, like, Chrome didn't work. You know, because a few times Chrome just doesn't work for some reason when I need to.
I can't even remember the last time I used Firefox. Maybe grade school? Like, I've never fucking used Firefox in my adult life.
Man. Yeah, that's the thing. It's hard pulling people from one platform to the other. That's why I always kind of prefer, if it's just like, if you want to watch on that platform, just stay there and watch it, and we'll just kind of grow it from there. But it's just hard in general to grow when it comes to any platform. And Rumble, I want people to watch on Rumble. I do, but, you know, you guys are... I agree. I think if you don't have the most updated recent version of the Rumble app, get that. That's what the CEO said. You know, Nate So you're planning on moving to live alone or with roommates? He said he's going to live with black people and start saying the N-word.
No. Oh, yeah. I show up to the stream wearing the crown and cape, and I got the cane from that one Family Guy episode. I'm just like, they respected me for saying it.
Oh, my God. And you start saying my hood ends or my buddies.
So as far as moving, I mentioned it's coming in June. I am renting out a tiny house from my aunt, which I think I've mentioned before. My grandmother actually used to live in this tiny house before we had to put her in a home. But my cousin and his wife have been living in it for like a year now, but they've moved out and got their own place. So it's time. You know, I need some personal space. You know, I need to get out there and experience adulthood by myself. And you know, I'm 25 years old, man. I'm ready to leave the nest, you know what I mean? But as for that question, it's kind of a yes and no situation because it's in their backyard, but it's still gonna be mine, you know what I mean? It's gonna be my personal space to kind of do with, you know, whatever I want, you know. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So who knows, like, we might go live, you know, on a Saturday, and instead of sitting in a gaming chair, I might just be on the shitter. Like, literally, like, the place I'm planning on putting this entertainment center in front of me, it literally fits in the back area where the shower and the fucking shitter is.
God, I'm just looking at this girl pop off with her tits on thumbnails at this point.
No, thanks, Invader.
Hmm.
No, thanks, WZ.
It's gonna be a blast. That's awesome to have your own space. When you come home, you can get butt naked and, you know, open your own butthole and just, you can take a shit on your carpet if you wanted to.
I don't think I'm the second coming of Amber Heard, my guy.
Well, that's what I say. Thank you guys for checking out this episode of the Iron Man podcast. I thought I would, you know, make up for not having a Tuesday's Big Showdown show last night, so I give you guys a double dose tonight, you know? So last night my brain was fried and I just couldn't do the show. But today I thought, you know what? I'm gonna give you guys some Chaz, a black guy, and thought I'd give you guys a white guy, you know? So that's how it works.
The best of both worlds.
And yeah, hope you have a great day at work. Coming up, man, and we'll see you guys later. Have a great night, everybody. Yeah.